are continuing in davening. Last week we did the bracha of Gol Yisrael. I'm sorry about my voice. Last week we did the bracha of Gol Yisrael, which was all about the enemies of Klal Yisrael, all the different goyim, the Dalid Galuyas. People were wondering, what's this bracha as opposed to Valamal Shinim? Later in Shmona Esrei, we get very serious, and we say all the oivim sa'aker, usishaber, usimager, uproot them, smash them, melt them, totally destroy them. So the question is, what is the role of this bracha? And I thought that this is a very important thing to do right now, to compare the bracha of Gol Yisrael, where we daven to destroy our enemies, with the bracha of Olam Al Shinim. There are going to be big giluyim here, and there are going to be some life-changing ideas here. As we've been pointing out, the Shmona Esrei is changing our lives. It's telling us what's important, how to look at things, and in this case, we're going to change our lives through the Shmona Esrei. L'maisa, the bracha of Olam Al Shinim is not about our enemies like Esav and Yishmael and Golos Edom Bifrat. The Gemara in Brachas on Daf Chav Ches says, Tanu Rabbanan, Shimon Apikoyli Hisdir Yud Ches Brachas Lefnei Rabbi Gamliel Al HaSeder B'Yavna. Right? Originally, Shmona Esrei only had 18 brachas. Amr Lahem Rabbi Gamliel L'Chachamim Klum Yesh Adam Sheyodeya L'Sakin Birchas HaTzedukim. There's got to be someone who can make a bracha for the tzedukim. The tzedukim were the thorn in our side in Bayis Sheni. They were neged our mesira, neged the chachmi mesira. Amr lahem ragam liol klum yesh adam shiyodei l'sakin birchas tzedukim. Amad Shmuel HaKatan v'tikna. Shmuel HaKatan made a 19th bracha, right? We call it Shmona Esrei. It's not accurate because now there are 19 brachas. And this is the bracha for people of our own, strangers among us, people inside our midst, an inside job, people who are destroying the core of Klal Yisrael. This is a bracha that was mesukin for that. And the Rambam says an amazing chiddush. The Rambam, in Perek Beis of Hilchas Brachas, says, B'yimei Rabbi Gamliel Rabu Haminim, there were a lot of apikorsim. And by the way, the Sefer Eshkol adds that Yashka was rising, his popularity and his Talmidim were rising at this time. That's the Sefer Eshkol. V'hayu mitzirin liYisrael mesitin osam loshuv me'achrei Hashem. They were trying to get us to steer away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'kevin shirah shizu gedoyla mikol tzarchei b'nei Adam. Since Rav Galil's Bezdin saw that this was more important than any other bracha in Shmona Esrei. That's the Lashon HaRambam. Zugidzayla mikol tzarchei b'nei Adam. Amad hu beis dinai v'hiskin bracha achas shetiyah b'shelem b'nei Hashem le'abed haminim. They made a special bracha to destroy the minim. V'kavos ha-betzvila k'dei sh'te'arucha, that it should be flowing with everybody. Everyone should be able to say the bracha properly. And now there are 19 brachas. Baruch ato Adonai Eloheinu Melech Olam Shehachol Min Var. Amen. So that's what we have over here. We have the Rambam saying that there's an inside job over here. Something quite scary. We have the Sefer Eshkol, actually I think it's Rabbeinu Manoach on the Rambam, says it's about Yashka, Oysa, Ish. This was all happening in Klal Yisrael. Who is the Shmuel HaKatan? What happened over here? Nobody could make a bracha like this? So the Pnei Yoshua says that we've been learning what Shmona Esrei is. Shmona Esrei, you have to know all the secrets of creation, you have to know all the wiring. They didn't have anybody left who knew how to do that. Says the Pnei Yoshua, here in Brachas on Daf Chav Ches, Shmuel HaKatan knew how to make a bracha in Shmona Esrei. You don't need to be a poet. If you're a poet, it doesn't help. You have to know how every letter, how every word is wired up to the Kisei HaKavod and how you can really achieve something. They didn't have anybody. Shmuel HaKatan came, and he was somebody who knew how to do this. There's another pshat, and I looked everywhere, and I spoke to the best, and if anyone knows where it's from, but there's another beautiful pshat based off the Mishnah in Avos. The Mishnah in Avos says, in Perek Dalet, Mishnah Yudtes, Shmuel HaKatan Omer B'nefol Oivecha Al Tismach. When your enemies fall, don't be happy. B'kashlo Al Yagol Ibecha. Pen Yira Hashem V'rabbe Eina V'hishmil Avapo. Shmuel HaKatan was always talking about not getting excited when people fall. So when you have a bracha about destroying, taking no prisoners over here, Sa'aker, Sa'shaber, Smager, you need someone who's rain, who's clean of, yeah, our team's winning, Sadukim against the Bali Masora, yeah. No, it doesn't work. Over here, you need somebody who's crying while they're writing the bracha. Shmuel HaKatan. But there's a big problem over here that bothered me for so long, and I found the Rabbeinu Bechai. Amazing, I found the Rabbeinu Bechai. This bracha is not like any other bracha in Shmona Esrei, okay? It's about getting rid of bad people in Klal Yisrael. People who are a thorn in our side. But there's a fundamental difference between this bracha and Goel Yisrael. And all the other brachas, but especially Goel Yisrael. Goel Yisrael is a bracha about all the bad guys, okay? I don't want to say their names in the Beis Medrash. But I'm not going to say them. I'm not going to say them. But the baddest guys in Jewish history. And the bracha doesn't have a negative word. Such a sweet bracha. You ever say this bracha? You say it three times a day. It says, Reiv anyenu, v'rivenu, fight our fights, ki goel chazagata, baruch ata Hashem goel Yisrael. You never take out your baseball bat and start bonking everybody. Bonking Nazis, bonking Romans, bonking Americans. Bonking anyone who's in your way. It's such a nice, friendly bracha. And these are all the enemies. And now we come to the Birchas V'lamalshinim. And we say, Tzaker, Abrutim, Shabers, my care. Crazy. Scary. It reminds me of when I was on Ethiopian Air. I was flown into a chasna in South Africa, and I went on Ethiopian Air, and nobody told me how many Arabs travel through Ethiopia. I was in the airport for 5 minutes, and it was the scariest 5 minutes. These spooky people, they don't have these kinds over here. The ones that look like Osama bin Laden's cousins, you know, the ones with like the tan robes, you know, the serious ones, and like the high hats. Well, I went there, and when you're on Ethiopian Air, you get to be in business. Because that's what they set me up with. I think it's probably regular seats are free. And the business class, it was like, I felt like such a hotshot. I went out, I wanted to daven Shmona Esrei. I took a peek out there. And our old friend from Yishmael was davening. Whoa. I was watching him. I never saw a guy daven like this. He looked like Osama bin Laden's baby brother. He was going like this. Scraping while he davened. So I told the stewardess, I said, please, I would like to pray to my God, but I want to do it in your kitchen next to you. I was so scared. But that's not the way we daven. Tfilas rachamim is nice, is beautiful. But in this bracham, you'll excuse me, we're scraping, we're clawing. Saker, shaper, smager. Comes to the worst enemies in Klal Yisrael's history. All we say is, Hashem, get us out of here. I don't care what happens to these people. I just want out. Unbelievable. What's going on? I saw Rabbeinu Bechai in Dvarim Yud Aleph Yud Gimel. He says an amazing thing. He says this is the only bracha of Olam Alshinim that's not connected the Shem Havaya Yud Kei Vavke Minas Harachamim. It's the only bracha that's din, that's harsh, that's strong. Every other bracha is rachamim, but this bracha is to bring out the midas hadin and of Hashem. What are we doing over here? For our own? For our own, we're bringing it out? It comes to everybody else, we're being so nice? This is a pella. This is a pella, and it's going to get very, very scary and very, very yisodistic. First of all, why don't we root for our own team? Right? We should root for everybody. It's not fair. So the Rebar Yakar, the Rishon, he asked this question. And he says an amazing teretz. He brings the Gemara. The Gemara says that we don't like to daven for people's demise. It's a Gemara in Brachas and Daf Yud, Bruria and Rabbi Meir, the Halakha Bruria, the Rebbetzin of Rabbi Meir, who was a Tana in her own right, one of the Ge'ine Olam of the Dar. And she told her husband, who was davening for Biryonim, these hooligans were causing him such trouble, he wanted to knock them out. That was it. And Bruria said, Rachman al-Itzlan, we don't do that. We daven that people should be chozer b'tshuva. This is what she said. So this has gone down in history as the attitude that we have, is we daven for people to be chozer b'tshuva. Now, something very strange over here. Says the Rebar Yakar, it's true, we daven for people to do tshuva, but we did that already. In Harotze b'tshuva. We daven that these people should do tshuva, but you know what? Some people don't do tshuva. And some people are not interested in tshuva. And therefore, says the Rebar Yakar, people who are not going to do tshuva, we are going to try to wipe them out entirely. The Minim. They're a cancer in Klal Yisrael. This is what he says. And the truth is that the Nachlas Yaakov, the Nesivas, in Brachos on Daf Yud, says that Bruria's Taina was only about hooligans. People who, you know, cause trouble on street corners. Maybe they were causing a lot of trouble. They were driving Rabbi Meir mad. But they were hooligans nonetheless. You can bring them to Eretz Yisrael and find the yeshiva for them maybe eventually. But says the Nachlas Yaakov, the Nesivas, that people who are really chotim, he brings the Ramban and told us that says Esav was an Ish Tzayid, because he was a hunter in his very essence. He says, people who are chotim, who are ra, bad to the bone, in Klal Yisrael, we have to get daven to get rid of them. We have to understand all this. Why are we getting so violent? The answer is, and this is going to be a very big yisod. When it comes to goyim, goyim have a place in the world. Goyim have a place in the world. A guy, if he's afraid of Hashem, he'll be an eved to Klal Yisrael. Eventually, when Mashiach comes, goyim are going to be there. They'll hold towels for us. Maybe they'll massage us, you know, clean our toes. I don't know, whatever they're going to do. Get us svarim from the svarim shank. They're going to be great. And you know what? They're even going to be happy about it. In Shemona Esri, we daven for the most ideal situation. We daven for the most ideal situation. And we daven that goyim should get their act together. What do we care? Let them figure it out. Just don't bother me. Hashem, get these goyim away from me. And Kol Yisrael, you say, Re'evan Yenu, Riva Rivenu, fight my fight, just so I can live. I want to just put on tefillin and nobody bother me. I don't care what happens to these goyim. They want to massage me later, no problem. That's the tikkun by goyim. Goyim have tikkun. However, we're coming into a sugya over here. There's a certain sugya where there's no tikkun. And that's apikorsim. Apikorsim, people who've decided to make it their life goal to go against Hashem, if they succeed in any which way, then it's a chil Hashem b'yisoid. It's felt in kavod shamayim. People who spend their lives against the Rabbono Shalom and are yidden, who are supposed to get towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu, be marbe kavod shamayim, and have dedicated themselves to this, the only kavod shamayim that comes out for them is that they get fried. And even more than that, the Rebar Yakar says, we don't even want them to have Olam Haba. He brings a Medrash in Shmos Rabbah. What does it mean, V'lam Mishumadim? Originally it was V'lam Mishumadim, people who went off. V'lam Alshinim, there's so many different girses in this bracha in particular. You know why? Because all the bad guys in Jewish history tried to change this bracha. That's why it's very hard to find the original Nusach. Every time they looked at this bracha, they got angry and they tried to cross things out. It's one of the most corrupted brachas that we have. And it's a whole issue what to say. I don't want to get into that. Ask your local rabbi. But they shouldn't have any hope. What hope can't they have? Says the Rebar Yakar, based on the Shmos Rabbah, Amara Barachya, Kadesh Loyu, Mishumadim, Vaminim, Toi Yisrael, Omrim. They shouldn't say, Since we have a bris milah, lo nere le gehenom, right? Those beautiful chazals about you have a bris, you get out of gehenom. Maha kadosh baruch hu oseh. What does Hashem do? Mishaleach malachim, he sends angels. Umoshech or losam, and he covers up their bris milah. Vehem yordim le gehenom, vekevin she gehenom roa or orla. They see this fake out, orla. It devours them and they don't get out. Why are we davening for this? Why are we davening for this? We don't even want them to have an olam haba. We don't want them to have any type of chance. And the answer is because this is the antithesis, this is the anti-mitzias of everything that Klal Yisrael stands for. Klal Yisrael is coming towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And we have to, certain points in our life, get angry. We have to, at certain points, hate. If somebody messes with your father or messes with your mother, you can't deal with them. Right? So now, if there are guys, you just say it's a guy shakup. It's a guy shakup. But if it's your brother says something about your mother, your brother says something about your father. So if he'll come around, you'll daven. But he's not coming around. He stated it very clearly. And now he's just a thorn in our side. That's it. Part of the covet of your parents is to reject such a person. And they sweet talk, Rabosai. The Apikorsim sweet talk. Says the Evan Shlema. He says, this is in Perek Dalet of Evan Shlema, Rov haminim v'achotim ben adam l'makom. Rove of these apikorsim, lefia nira tovim beteva, have such charm. They're great speakers. They know how to talk. Vizuhi achas mitachbulus haygetzer. It's a trick to get people in. They suck people in. And the Chasim Sofer says in Drushas the same thing. Says the Chasim Sofer, he says a lot of times people are preaching shalom, peace, and it's always apikorsim. Why don't we go on Achdus campaigns, right? There's a lot of makaris for Achdus. Says this the Chasim Sofer in Drushas. He says, these people, their whole goal of Achdus is to make that there's no Shem Yisrael. If everybody's singing Achenu, then everyone will borrow the other guy's joint and smoke up with him and not come to Seder, and we'll sing Achenu until we lose everybody in the Beis Medrash, Rachmana Litzlan. Right? We'll make a rave together. We'll do some of that electronic, crazy music, and nobody will come back. And they know this, so therefore they preach unity. I was once in a cab with a frum cab driver, but he's in a modern synagogue. Very modern, Rabosai. Too modern. And he said a famous apikoris came to visit, who's a famous rabbi, but he's a famous apikoris. And I asked him, what did he say in the drasha? I wanted a little entertainment. He came from Israel, the Holy Land, to preach to people. So let's hear what the man has to say. So he said the following. The woman of the wall, they want to pray to God. The Beis HaMikdash was destroyed because of sinas chinam, of hatred of one Jew to another. And these women come to the place of the Beis HaMikdash that was destroyed and are rejected by their fellow Jews. Doesn't the Torah say, Diracheha Darchei Noam? The Torah is pleasant and sweet. And maybe one of these women of the wall will see an ultra-Orthodox rabbi and be inspired to return to her tradition. That's a man who knows how to speak, Rabbis. And I heard another apikoros once. I met a lot of these guys, and I started up with them. Another one, he sits there. He sits, and everyone gathers around him. And he goes to many places, and he says, "What's your name?" And the guy says, "Sam." And he says, "No. What's your real name?" Shmuel Shmelka! Rabbi! Yes, Shmuel Shmelka, you too have a peace in the world to come, and you don't have to do mitzvahs. It's beautiful. I saw this with my own eyes. Not exactly the way I'm saying it, but very similar. Al kolpanim, kol zman that there are people like this around, there's a total destruction of what Klal Yisrael is. And now we're coming to the most yisaidistic sugya. Hold on tight, because this is very important. And that's the sugya of the Erev Rav. The sugya of the Erev Rav is not a sugya in Nigla. If you look in Bavli, you won't find out about the Erev Rav. If you look in the Yerushalmi, you won't find out about the Erev Rav. Of course, you'll find out about them in the beginning, in Yetzias Mitzrayim. Moshe was Megayer, a bunch of people who were called the Erev Rav, but that's not the Iker Sugya of the Erev Rav. The Erev Rav was an idea that Moshe Rabbeinu had, to be Megayer people from Mitzrayim. And even though in the Torah we have only one mistake that Moshe Rabbeinu made, the Zohar HaKadosh is Megala, another mistake. And that was being Megayer these people. They're not considered part of Klal Yisrael. But they're embedded in Klal Yisrael. They're around. Wherever you go, there are people from the Erev Rav. And the Goyin is Masbir. The Goyin in Evan Shlema says, it's really in Tikkunei Zayir, and it's Perish in Tikkunei Zayir, that there's Tvua, there's wheat, and there's a motz, there's a peel on the outside. That's Keneged Yishmael. It's easy to come off. Comes off very easily. Then there's the shaft. There's the hay. Right? That's the Tevin. That's Keneged Esav. That's also very easy to get off. Then there's the Subin. There's the stuff inside the flower. You know, like those little dots? How do you get those out? That's the Erev Rav. The Erev Rav is inside Klal Yisrael. And says the Gaon, kol zman that they're there, Mashiach can't come. Because we can't be represented as Knesset Yisrael. Don't you think it's strange? Don't you think it's strange that we're known as Israelis? To the world, what do they know about Israel? When they think of all Arab countries, you know what the world thinks of? Islam, a religion. When people think of Israel, they do not think of religion. Do you know that? Right? What? Open up a New York Times, read what they say. You'll never see that we're associated with the Jewish religion. We're Israelis. And the reason is because the Zohar HaKadosh says that the Erev Rav will take over right before Yemos HaMashiach. And Rav Elchanan Wasserman is Marech al Pi the Gra, that the people who will be in charge of Eretz Yisrael will be from the Erev Rav. And this is the Simen Muvhak of the Geula. It's the Simen Muvhak that Mashiach is coming. He says, this is Rav Elchanan Wasserman, that the Rambam writes in Igeres Teman that anyone who believes in the Torah of Moshe Rabbeinu, his neshama was at Har Sinai. Zoyis Ameres ki Yehudim yudvekim le'olam b'emuna. V'shaloam dubra v'im ra'isa koifrim b'Yisrael. If you see people who don't believe, b'yadua shalo amdu ragli avoseim mitachas Har Sinai. Their parents did not accept the Torah at Har Sinai. Now this bothered me for years. This is the Rambam talking. You have two brothers, okay? One is doing great in yeshiva, okay? He's the top in Brisk. He's doing Gevaltik, everyone's proud of him, he's a Nachas machine. And the other one is getting a doctorate in biblical criticism. Okay? It's a colorful family. Okay, one of them, according to the Rambam's father, was at Har Sinai. The other one's father wasn't at Har Sinai. How does that work? The only way you can understand this Rambam is with the Zohar, and I can't explain to you, the Rambam didn't have the Zohar, but there's no other way to explain it. The Zohar HaKadosh says that there's going to be a sprinkling of the neshamos, if you can call them neshamos, of the Erev Rav, at the end of days, and they're going to be in different families, in different places, and they don't have a Shem Yisrael. They're not part of Klal Yisrael at all. And we don't know exactly who they are. Sometimes it's obvious who they are. And sometimes Gedolim will actually say who they are, but sometimes we don't know who they are. But they're supposed to be here, and they're supposed to do everything in their power to keep Mashiach from coming. That's what they're supposed to do. And Rav Elchanan says that that's the pshat. Tmat says that that's the pshat in the Rambam. And the remez is that Yaakov Avinu, when he was afraid of Esav, he first put the shvachos, the kids of the shvachos, in front. And the Gaon says that's a remez, that he put the Erev Rav in front, in the end of days. And they are going to be the Rosh. They're going to be the heads of government. And a person could get chills from the fact that this was ridiculous years ago. Ridiculous. First of all, they weren't in Israel, okay? But that who's the heads of this country? People who have nothing to do with Judaism. We're totally not represented. This is what it means in the Haftorah, Al Kisoi Lo Yeshev Zar. On the Kisei Hashem, the throne of Malchus, a foreigner cannot sit. Who's a foreigner? Someone who takes the seat of Hashem, and he doesn't mention the Ribbono Shel. He doesn't represent HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That is the simon of the Geula, and that is exactly what we're davening to remove. One of the simonim at the end of Saita is that Nebcha HaMalchus LeMinus, that the kingdom will become Minus. Minus is worse than Avodah Zarah. Avodah Zarah means you believe in some god. Minus is you believe in nothing. That before Yemos HaMashiach, there are going to be people who represent the Malucha, the kingdom, and they believe in nothing. They believe that we came from apes, Rachman al-Itzlan. They believe in all sorts of crazy things. And there are a few groups in the Erev Rav. We're going to study the groups for a few minutes. A few groups. And it's scary because we're going to now leave the government, even though the government is a major part of this, but there are other people in the group. Chamishi mine Erev Rav. This is almost a quote from the Zohar in Breishis. However, the Evan Shlema brings a different nusach. First, they're going to be Bali Machlokas V'Lashon Hara. Part of the Erev Rav is going to be Frum, and they're going to cause Machlokas. They're going to have newspapers, Rabosai. If you look very carefully, people who know what's going on around us, the people who cause the biggest Machlokas are people who run newspapers. There's going to be people who create major Machlokas and major rifts among Klal Yisrael. They're going to be Bali Taiva, people who are looking at Znus all day. Now again, there are going to be people who do that, who are good people, who need to get out of that, but then there are going to be the Erev Rav people who want everybody to look at Znus all day. Rachman al-Itzlan. There are going to be fakers, Tzvuim, She'en Tochem B'Barim, rabbis who are found out to be phonies. There are going to be people who are Rodei Fachar Kavod, says the Zohar. They're going to donate things to Batei Midrashos with their names on them, just so that everybody knows their name and they never intended to do something for Hashem. They want it to say on every book, Stark, 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 Stark. And everyone, and they're on the cover of Mishpacha, they're like, what was going through your head when you gave these millions of dollars? What are they going to say? That everyone should know my name. Right? Chas v'shalom, anyone you're thinking of. Because L'maisa, you're supposed to write your name on things according to the Tshuva Sarashva. But the Zohar says that there are going to be people who are giving money to things just because they want to pass by buildings with their name on it. And they're from the Zera of the Erev Rav. All these people. They're going to be, and he says, the worst are the Bali Machlokes, and their name is Amalek. And he says, we have to destroy them like Amalek. Machoy Timchez Dekar Amalek. There's a din of Mechia on the Erev Rav. So we're seeing over here, this is not Pashat. We have to get angry in this bracha. In this bracha of Vala Malshinim, there's a reason it's so far away from the Goyim. There's a reason it's all the way after Hashiva Shoftenu. It's because it's an internal problem that we have, that Klal Yisrael does not have the proper surah. And now we come to the bracha. We say, Vala Malshinim, Al Tihi Tikva. Says the Sefer Eshkol, what are you davening? V'lamalshinim al tihi sikva. Don't give them hope. Says don't let them rise politically. Tikva means that someone is climbing that ladder and he's getting from place to place. Don't let him become prime minister. Don't let him become secretary of state. Don't let this happen. Don't give them hope. Bust them up. That's the pshat according to the Eshkol and according to the Ribar Yaakov. We said, don't even give them hope in Olam Haba. And if there are people who are not that bad and we're confusing them, kol harisha kerega toivet, says the Gaon, there it's not talking about people. It says, an evil should be destroyed. Because we have to admit that there are people we might confuse, chas v'shalom, with the Erev Rav. But the Erev Rav is a reality that we have to be angry about. You're not Jewish unless you get aggressive in the bracha of Olam Alshinim. There's so many people who are destroying Klal Yisrael from the inside. We don't even know who or what, but we know that they're there. And we know that they're the most influential people right now. How could it be? How could it be that Klal Yisrael is not known for Torah and mitzvahs? If there's a Siyum HaShas, that in MSG, so that should be Klal Yisrael, right? If Rav Chaim Kanievsky comes out with a new sefer, that should be in the New York Times. That's newsworthy. All these fools just going ba 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 ba, right? They say, I saw a video that the Gimel put out of somebody, as Rav David Cohen said, in kippah barosh, kippah larosh, and he says the following thing. He says, the truth is, I don't know why the government has been giving money to all of these learners, Torah learning Jews. What does the government have to do with this? And I applaud such and such person, we won't mention him in the Beis Medrash, who got rid of all of this. Now, the Maisa, the man is right. What does a government have to do with giving money to Yeshiva Bachram? The answer is, Ein Achnami. There's one government in the world that has to do with that. The Kisei Hashem, the Malchus Beis David, the government that understands that all of what we have, all of our kayach is Borei Olam, all that we represent is Borei Olam. That's what we are. And kol zman that these people are thorns in our side, kol zman that they're a cancer within us, we have no tikva. We have no tikva. And Lamaisa, this bracha is very clear. The bracha is very clear. Saker, Utsushaber, Utsumager, Visachnia. Frecht, many meforshim. Why is it that you say Sachnia after you annihilate them? Saker, Utsushaber, Utsumager is wipe them off the planet. Now humble them. Humble them. Hachna, they're gone. Rav Chaim Kanievsky Shlita said the pshat. Others say this pshat as well. That no, we wanted their ideology to be humbled. Sometimes people are gone, but the ideology made its mark. We want to smash the whole thing, make a fool of everything, humble the whole ideal. Not just get rid of the people, but remove it. Shoiver oivim, destroy, break the enemies. Umachnia zedim, hachna for zedim. A zed is somebody who has an agenda to attack. He's arrogant, he's coming against. We need a hachna, we need them to be put in their place. We have to understand that every Shmona Esrei is bringing Mashiach. Whoever davens with a little bit of emotion, anybody who's followed sports has rooted for a team, right? People have jumped up in front of a screen going, ah! Let's do that for the Rabbona Shalom. Let's start rooting for Hashem. When you get to this bracha, picture yourself, you're wearing a t-shirt or a jersey that says, Klal Yisrael HaKadoshim, right? And you're playing ball against the Erev Rav, okay? And there are 2 seconds to the get, you know, to the buzzer, three-pointer. The crowd goes wild. Rabosai, we're not connected enough. We understand this. We understand that everything that's going on that's not shayach to the Gilui of Kvod Malchus Yisbarach is a stira to everything we believe in, is a stira to everything we're about. We're so close to the gula. We have the whole country ready. We have all the plumbing, all the electric, right? We have everything we need. All we need is the Malchus Zadon, the Kisei Sheyeshev Bozar, the foreign rulers who are not part of Klal Yisrael, to be wiped off the face of the earth. The Chazon Ish, I heard this from Rav Dan Segal, said that Melech HaMashiach will not give the kavod to this government to take the keys from them. First, they're going to be totally destroyed, and then he'll make his own matzav. He doesn't need to get keys from anybody like that. We have to understand that this is serious. We have to understand that we're part of the klal, and we have to get angry. We have to get angry for our Kadosh Baruch Hu, and we should be zeicha to rachmei shemayim and see Mashiach zidkenu and karev.